Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, nutrition being a special schus. Ravi Mari and Amy Marazi Sheyichu, a schus Yisrael Daniel Ben Shainadina, Labrachot Sachochamase Yadav, Yisrus Daniel Yisrael Ben Aviv Ali Sheva, Rachot Sachochamase Yadav, Sus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rachot Sachochamase Yadav, a schus Rabbi Yonah Kruger, Rachot Sachochamase Yadav, a schus Shmo Ben Yamatishna Rachavaya Stein, Labrachot Sachochamase Yadav, the Refuas Tzvi ben Yitl, Moshe ben Malka, Rav Yosef ben Chana, and Marasar Leibas Rivka, Rav Moshe ben Reisel, Ritzuk ben Bracha, they should all have Refuas Shleima. Everybody should have Bracha and Hatzlacha b'chol maaseh yadeihem, hey b'chol anil v'mileihem. We're going to be learning a Mirtz Hashem, a Maimer from the Heilige Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe. And this is from the Sefer from the Sfarim of Torah on Likutei Torah. We're going to be studying from and a lot of amazing Torah from the Holy Rebbe. Divor Maskil Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And it's Pnimius HaTorah, so it's a big schus to be able to go deeper. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Yatzu Kol Tzivos Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim, that on this day, all of the Tzivos Hashem leave Mitzrayim. So what's this inyan of Tzivos Hashem? How about Yatzu Bnei Yisrael? So first, Rabbeinu explains that in a place where it says Hashem Tzvakos, Havaya Tzvakos, the word Tzvakos is Hashem Kadosh. It's Me Hashemos She'enam Nimchakim. And that's where it says Hashem Tzvakos, Yudke Vavke Tzvakos. Where it says Tzvakos, Tzvos Hashem, it has a different meaning, and then the name isn't holy. So where it says in this Pasuk, Tzivos Hashem, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Yatzu, called Tzivos Hashem. Meretz Mitzrayim, the Shem isn't Kadosh. But Hashem Tzvakos is a Shem Kadosh. And that we have to understand why Tzivos Hashem is not holy and Hashem Tzvakos is considered God's name. Hinei Amar Hazal Chana. Miyom Shebara Es Olamo, Lohay Adam Shekara LaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos Ad Shebasa Chana. From the day God created the world, nobody called Hashem Tzvakos until Chana came. Dahainu shipascha tchila likros es Hashem b'shem Hashem Tzvakos, Havaya Tzvakos. Gemara says, v'tidor neder v'tomar Hashem Tzvakos, Havaya Tzvakos. Amar Rebbe Elazar, miyom shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamo, v'haya adam shekora l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos, ad shebasa Chana v'kara eso Tzvakos. Amar Chana l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, Mikol tzvei tzvaos sheparasa ba'olamcha, kasha beinecha laseh shetiten li ben echad. From all of the many myriad of legions that you've created in your world, it's hard for you to give me ein einzig a kind, one son, that's all. In other words, Chana was the first who called Hashem Havaya Tzvakos, Vatomer Havaya Havaya Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke. And afterwards, the Nevi'im called her that, but the Chana opened up. V'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asid ben Shelach, Liftoich benavua b'shem zeh, K'mash kasev v'yomer Shmuel ko amar Hashem Tzvakos pakadati. V'anevi'im v'achronim nibu b'shem zeh, u'befrat Chagai, Zechariah, u'malachi, yoter mikulan. V'kayim alan de Tzvakos, u'mizayin shem ha'shenen imchakim. So afterwards, Shmuel prophesied with that, and the later Nevi'im prophesied with that, and one of the seven names that has Kedusha that's not erased is Tzvakos. They are Kel, Elokim, Havaya, Shakai, Tzvakos, Elokai, and Shem Adnos. So if Shem Tzvakos is one of the Zayin Shemel Shenanim Chokim, why isn't it mentioned in the Torah as course it's mentioned in the Torah, we saw it in the Pasuk, but it's not mentioned alone as a name, only comes along with the Shem Havaya. So we'd like to understand the Shem of Tzvakos. In order to understand the name Tzvakos, you have to be Makdim first to understand the inyan of the Shemos of Hashem. What does this mean? Why does Hashem need Shemos? What does it mean when we say that Hashem has names? Because, like it says in the Sefer or at Torah and Dvarim, ki inei ein sof baruch hu mitzad atzma lo shayach lekrosu b'shum shem klal ki lo shayach kriyat shem rak b'dover sheyesh b'tfisa v'hasaga v'shem magbilo sumor al mehusa yitzvusa yisbaruch v'les mechshev b'tfisa b'kal ashech b'shum shem klal. Shem, a name defines, and Hashem can't be defined. Hashem is unlimited. So what's the meaning of calling Hashem by names? So it says in the Medrash that Hashem says to Moshe, you want to know my name? I'm called according to my deeds. Chesed is Kel, Gvur is Elokim. So all the names are Hashem's midas. Obviously not Hashem himself. That's Machsheva Tfisabe. Gam Ma'ilas Shem HaMiyuchat Shem Havaya Al Sha'ara Shemus. What's so special about Havaya, which is the greater than all the other Shemus of Hashem? And then we're going to get to Tzvakos. I remember many years ago, I was in Yeshivat HaKotel, and Rav Adari, Zichrono Livracha, gave a whole shiur on the Shem Tzvakos. I remember he had a daf makaros. It was gadush, it was overflowing. I remember there was Rav Hirsch in there. So many svarim. What this idea of Tzvakos was, it was a Rosh Hashanah shiur. So this is we say it all the time. It's a kedai to know what it means. But the Rebbe's only going to get to that in this much later perek, I think in the 7th perek. So first we're going to discuss the Torah. Hine yadua shemahuso v'atzmuso shela ein sof baruch hu pashit b'tachlis hapshitus. Lo shayach klal b'mahuso v'atzmuso inyan ha-Torim shenimtzu shekinu lo yizbaruch b'Torah v'divrei nevim v'divrei chazal k'mo chacham, chosid, racham, anakiyotivim yizbaruch meroimam v'niskal u'muvdol mikol gedarim elu. The Mahus of Hashem is Pashit B'tachlis HaPshitus. In other words, it can't be defined. It's too abstract. There's no tziur. There's no illustration. There's no picture. There's no definition. There's no description. And therefore he's called Ein Sof because there's no Hagbala. There's no Hagdara. There's no defining. In other words, we can't say about God that he's a Chacham or a Chazdan or a Rachman. Because Chacham is a tziur, it's a hagdara, it's a definition. Defining is limiting. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pashit B'tachlis HaPshitos, meaning he's beyond all definitions, beyond all limitations. She'a Chacham, she'a Maila, Rishonim, and Avraim, he'nechshev is Ka'asiyah Gashmis, legabe Mehuso v'atzmuso yizbarach. The Mehuso and Atzmus of Hashem is Meroimam v'nivdo, kol kach mikol atorim v'kinuyim shekinu lo yizbarach. God's essence is above any names that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Chachma d'Atzilus, the highest, it's the first sphere of the Eser spheres in the world of Atzilus, which is Eitzel Hashem, which is the highest and holiest, that's like Asiya Gashmis Lefanav. In other words, the lowest Madrega in the Seder Ishtalshalus is Asiya Gashmis. Because in the Olam is HaRuchniyim, we have an Olam HaSiyah and Ruchnias. And then beneath that is the Olam HaZeh Gashmi, that's called HaSiyah Gashmis. And for this we can understand the great distance between HaSiyah Gashmis and Dvarim Ruchniyim. The Kol Shekem L'Gabi Olam HaSel Yonim. V'Achaz Kama V'Kama L'Gabi HaSfir HaSel Yonim Shem Kochas Elokim. So there's such a big distance between the physical world and the spiritual worlds, but despite the great richuk and the hafla of Chachma d'Atzilus, like Abayasiyat Gashmis, the high first sphere in the world of Atzilus from the world of Gashmis, nevertheless, this Chachma, despite how high and holy it is, is still very distant from the Mahus and Atzmus of Hashem. So it's considered like Gashmius vis-a-vis Hashem, because the essence of Hashem is exalted above any Gdarim of Seder Hishtalshalos, any defining features, to the extent that even Sfiras HaChachma has no Chashivus, has no Tfisis Makom Lufanov. Even Chachma has no Chashivus and Tfisis Makom. V'hinachshevus etzlo kamo asiya gashmis mamish. And Chachma is by Hashem like asiya. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, in the Pnimius Inyanim. Kulam b'chachma asisa. Not only did God create everything with His wisdom, k'perish ha-pashut, but rather, l'gabe mahuso v'atzmuso yizbarach, even the chachma of atzilus is considered asiya gashmis. That's why it's chachma. Even the world of chachma d'atzilus, the highest sphera, in the world of atzilus, which is k'viyachol etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so high and holy, that is asisa, that is in the world of physical doing. Since Hashem is so exalted and elevated and sublime above everything else, so the highest Madregan Ruchnius is considered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of Asiya. U'mikolshken b'chinas hamidos, and certainly those midos which are beneath Chachma. U'kamamr de'lav mikoli lein midos iu klal v'kanod, that's isn't it Tikkunei Zohar and Akdama. Lav mikoli nun midos iu klal, that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmuso, is not begeder kol midos halalu. He's above be'ein aroch from all the midos, because each one of the midas has a gezer, its own geder, its own seor. Like Sfiras HaChesed is to be mashpia to someone else. Gvura is to be mitzamsem. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is above any inyan of tziur and geder. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above any inyan of midas. Very important to know. V'afal pichen yesh mitzius inyan ha-torim halalu shebo b'tanach v'vrei chazal. Nevertheless, there is meaning, significance to the Torah, to the descriptions, to the adjectives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called by in the Torah and in Chazal. Dehainu al derech maimer azal, v'mokum shata motzei gdulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shama ta motzei anvisanuso, shehu yisbarach mashpil, anvisanuso, Shisbarach Mashpil is Atzmo Lios Mislabesh Be'eser Kelim Da'atzilus Shehem Bechinas Chesed V'Gvura V'Gimel Rishonos Chachma Bina V'Das V'Az Shaykh L'Kros V'Ta'arim. In Pashtus, what Chazal are saying is, when they say that whenever you find the Godless of Hashem, you find the greatness of God, there you find His humility. What they're saying is that whenever you have in the Ksuvim, the inyan of the Godless of Hashem, next to that you're also going to have a mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's humility. Like it says, Ki ko amar ram v'nisam, v'nisa shochein ad v'kadosh shemo, marom v'kadosh ashkon. So that talks about how high and holy and exalted and elevated and lofty Hashem is. And then the pasuk goes weiter, we say this on Motzei Shabbos, those who are zochet to say psukei bracha, Vezdaka u'shval ruach, lahachios ruach shvalam, lahachios lev nitkayim. And here you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's humility, that He's even down with the low people. He gives life to the nitkayim. So that's the pashup shat. However, in Chasidus, in this perish, was margala befume dehamagad mi mezrich, as it says in the Ma'amari out the Balatanya, Tav Kuf Samech Hei, that the Magid Mezrich would say this betmidus. What would the Rebbe say? Shevachol toyar v'geder shel gedula u'mayla, sheizbarach metar behem. Shem gufa tomotze an v'sanuso. In other words, that's where you find God's humility, because the gedula is Hashem's humility. The fact that He's called by this name lowers Him. That's a hashpala. No matter how much you're complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an insult. Shu yisbarach mashpil as atzmo lios mislabesh be'eser kelim da'atzilus. The Olam Atzilus is the first world of the Arba Olamas. We know there are four Olamas. There's the world of Atzilus, Yibriya, Yitzira, and Asiya. Atzilus is Milashon Hafrasha. Vayetzal min haruach, it emanated, spirit emanated, the Gabe Moshe in the 70s, Akenim Baaloscha 1125. And Atzilus, like we said, is also Eitzel. And Atzilus is the Hispashtus Vigilui Kochosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the extension and revelation of the Kochos of God that are called Eser Sfiros. There are Mekubalim who explain that the Torahim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are only Al Shem HaPu'ula. In other words, that Hashem is called a Chacham is because he's Po'el B'Chachma. That is, when Hashem does things that come out to be wise, we describe him as being a Chacham. And he's called a Chassid because he does Chesed. Ve'al derech zeh b'shara Torahim. And that we find in Ksuv Min Adirei Chazal, that we talk about the Midus and Kochos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Mashma that he has these Kochos himself. So the Mekubalim explain that these Kochos and these Midos are only the Kli Umnos. These are only the working tools, as it were, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with through the Kli of Chachma. He's Paul Chachma in the world. With the Kli of Chesed, he's Mashpiach HaSadim in the world, Mechal Kachayim B'Chesed. Hashem Kein B'Borei, Atzmo, God Himself, there's no Toar, there's no Koach, there's no Sfira, because He's above all of that. So it emerges, according to the Mekubalim, at least some of them, that the Chachma of Hashem, what's called in the Lashon of Kabbalah, Sfira, Asa Chachma, is not one with God, because it is only a Kli Umnos, it is only a working tool through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. However, the Hachroas Chachma HaKabbalah is not like that. But rather, the Sfiros HaElyonos are not separate from Hashem. Rather, they are connected to Hashem. So this is a theological minefield, and I don't pretend to get involved in these issues too much, but I'm just, this is what is written in the Perush and the Ma'amarim of the Alter Rebbe, so those who know better than me, which is probably most people. So that's what Rabbeinu says here, the Abba Latanya, Shekol Inyan HaTorim Olav Yizbarach, is when he's mislabesh, he enclothes himself with the 10 Kelim of Atzilus. And then you can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu by these Torahim. So according to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpil slabesh. In other words, they're not just Kli HaPu'ula, they're not just his tools, but he actually encloses himself with these tools, with these midos. Shehein b'chinas chesed v'gvura v'gimel rishonos chachma bina v'das. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above himself any Torah and Hagdara, but he made emanate from himself these 10 spheros, which are b'chinas toar mugdar, which are some sort of definition. So God is one. We can never chas v'shalom say God is anything more than one, but the question is his relationship to the midos. Is he mislabish in them kibiyachal or not? Does he enclose himself in them or not? So here the Rebbe says that he's mislabish in ikra chacham mitzad hislab shuso b'chachma. He's called chacham because he encloses himself in chachma kibiyachal. So that's a tzimtzum, obviously, a narrowing of Hashem. Ukamamar Elio and chakim perush shem misaper ba'an visanuso שמשפיל את עצמו לסלביש בבחינת כלי החוכמה אם היו שהחוכמה אין ערך עליו כלל. In other words, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmuso, you can't say anything, you can't say Hashem is ba'atzmuso ha'chacham, which for us would be great. I hope somebody thinks I'm a chacham. More than I hope someone thinks I'm a chacham, I hope I am a chacham. That's obviously a million times more important than what people think. I'd rather be rich than people think I'm rich. Yeah, I'd rather be smart than people think I'm smart. That's really, really what happens, what you have in your essence. That's what matters. Al kopanim. So, afshu hu yisbarach ba'atzmuso, you can't say he's a chacham. He's above that, but when he's mashpil himself, kiviyachol, he lowers himself to enclose himself in this kli of chachma, so then he's also called the Torah of Chacham. That's what it means, ant chacham. And that's the maimer of Eliyahu and the Psach Eliyahu and the Tikkuni Zomer and the Akdama. That you're a chacham, meaning that you enclose yourself in chachma. V'chein mashpil es atzmo leslabesh b'v'chinas chesed v'nikra az gadol o chasid. And Hashem also lowers himself to enclose himself in the Bechina of Chesed, and then he's called a Gadol, because Gadula is the meat of Chesed, or Chasid. Lacha Hashem HaGadula is the meat of Chazdo. And that he's called by this name, Zeu Shagdula, that Gdula Sushala Kodesh Baruch Hu is his midah van visanuso, of his humility. Because being called these names, these compliments, so he's lowering himself because he's above all of them. His atzmus is higher, so that's what it means. That where you find Hashem's godless, you find Hashem's anava. Because any definition, as complimentary as it may be, and as glorifying as it may be, is a yirida for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's his anava, that he allows himself to be called by these names. So, this is obviously very, very deep in Yanim, very deep in Yanim here, and if Hashem gives us life and health and everything we need, we will hopefully continue next time, and we will see continuing Nevlaos Nitaros Hashem, Mipnimius Taras Hashem, and we should be zocha that these words should make a mark on our neshamas and elevate us. Thank you so, so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend.